Well, next hour, animal communicator Amelia Kincaid joins us. Get ready for that. But we're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach and take final phone calls this hour as we try to help you out a little bit health-wise. I've got a lot of emails to go to. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And if you can, keep a little piece of paper and a pencil paper and pen nearby so you can take some notes when Doc Wallach is giving his information. We'll be back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, the website for you to go to on a regular basis. They have free apps for you as well in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number 1-855-1855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, before we go to calls, many emails came in. I want to read some quick ones for you. Leon writes, is cinnamon good for you, and what about honey?
Okay, well, cinnamon is a great herb, has many, many advantages, one of which, it lowers blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
And so some of our blood sugar programs, we have cinnamon added to it because very quickly, when you first take that capsule, it'll drop your blood sugar immediately, and the other things in there might take an hour or so to do it. And so we put the combination in there. Cinnamon is a great product. I love to put cinnamon on my sweet potatoes with butter and brown sugar.
Interesting. Here's another one. I have optic nerve atrophy. I'm 83. I weigh 170 pounds. I can't read. Help me.
Okay, when you have optic nerve atrophy, my friend, you have osteoporosis of the skull. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. The optic nerve is cranial nerve number 2. And the odds are you have other things, tinnitus, ringing in the ears. You may have had Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, and so forth, loss of the sense of smell. And that's because when you have osteoporosis or Paget's disease, the tunnels that these nerves go through are being squeezed by the connective tissue as it fills up these tunnels. And so, per 100 pounds of body weight, you're going to take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, throw in some vitamin D3, three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, the capsules, that's 2 bottles a month per 100 pounds of body weight. You want to throw in our MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's support, maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, bone, matrix, bone itself. Don't forget our hemp FX. Get that Soothe and put that Soothe cream, okay, all around your eyes, underneath your eyes, on your temples, and it will relieve inflammation and speed up the improvement. But you're going to have to rebuild your skull. And it's doable even at your age. I'm 80, and most people think I'm 50 when they look at me and the things I can do and so forth. I've never been on any prescription drugs. And I tell you, I run into so many people who have osteoporosis of the skull. I'm actually writing a little booklet coming out in about the next 3 months on osteoporosis of the skull. There's 25 diseases, including optic nerve degeneration, because it's being squeezed by the scar tissue that's replacing the bone, but it is reversible.
And you and I are celebrating our birthdays at Contact in the Desert in a few months.
I know. We were born on the same day, a couple of years apart, but on the same day.
I think you were born a few more years before me, Doc. Next up, let us go to Fran in Knoxville, Tennessee. Welcome to the program. Hi, Fran. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. What can we help you with?
Okay, well, I developed a serious disease about 2.5 months ago, 3 months ago. I had to go into the doctor for a urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on 5 antibiotics. They aren't working. I ended up getting CDAD, and the gastroenterologist wants to put me on vancomycin, 50 capsules, and it's going to be 4 times a day for...
Okay, now stop there for a minute. And you say mm-hmm. you had... What disease did you have there of the gastrointestinal tract?
CDAD.
Which is
they, it's...
Never
you get it
that.
From too many antibiotics.
Ah, okay.
Diarrhea.
So it's killing off all the normal bacteria and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yes, it doesn't go away ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it will. Okay. What do you weigh?
Control it, but it's like $1,500 for 10 days.
Yeah. That's how much do you weigh?
About 200.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'5".
5'5". Okay, and your primary thing was burning on urination and difficulty getting urine started, correct?
Yeah, and they discovered my kidney was enlarged. And
okay,
so I have
there.
To go Thursday for a nuclear scan.
Yeah, well, they're just running up your bill. Stop there. Now, when you say you weigh 200 pounds, do you have a back problem? Do you have a back problem?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why you have these urinary symptoms. And the reason why the antibiotics are not working is you don't have an infection. Okay? You're getting urinary symptoms because the nerves that control the urinary bladder are being squeezed by degenerative disc disease, okay? And at 200 pounds, here's what I need you to do. At 200 pounds, I want you to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. I want you to get two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. Get a hold of that MSM. Get two bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take nine of those a day, three with each meal. They're designed, listen up here, they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and here it comes, the disc between the vertebrae. They will increase the width and the size of the degenerative disc, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of those internal branches of the sciatic nerves, which is causing your urinary symptoms, burning on urination. And let's see here. Then I would also throw in the vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month so you can absorb the minerals and deposit them properly in your bones. I would also get two large bottles of Glucogel so you can take 15 of those a day, those capsules, 5, 5, and 5, again, to help support maintenance repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. They come at this differently than the MSM, so you have to take both. And if you want to, you can get very quick relief, although it may take months to regrow the disc, but you can get quick relief by putting that Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, from our Hemp FX. It's in that little pump bottle, and it will relieve the inflammation around the roots of those spinal nerves and relieve the pain and burning on urination. It is not an infection. If they've given you five antibiotics, you're not getting any benefit. It's a back problem, dear, and totally reversible.
And that's what also causes AFib, isn't it, with your heart?
Yep, up in the first four thoracic vertebrae. AFib, exactly right. Very good, George. You get an A-plus on that one. And doctors will do, they'll install defibrillators and pacemakers. They will do ablation, kill parts of your heart muscle. They'll do retroversion where they kill you for a couple of minutes to try and reboot the electrical system in your heart. Then they'll give you a heart transplant. They'll run up $500,000 worth of cardiac procedures, and it's just a back problem, which is simply reversed.
Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. What do you have for us?
We do, from Grady in Sioux Falls. What does Doc think about popcorn? I eat a ton of it. But he says I supplement.
It depends on how you cook it. That's what the doc will say. Go ahead, Doc.
An A plus, George. If you cook your popcorn like microwave popcorn, okay, and it's got the margarine in there, which melts and turns into trans fats, or you get the bags of kernels and throw them in a pot and then throw some oil in there, you're going to get plaque in your arteries. You're going to die of a heart attack. But if you take popcorn, if you take the popcorn kernels and you melt some butter and you put melted butter on them as you're popping the popcorn, guess what? You'll live and have...
And what about an air popper for popcorn?
You can air pop. It's perfect. You can do that and then add melted butter on top of it.
Later,
yep.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Tom will have one more text or tweet later on tonight in this hour. Here's an email in from Rick. I'm taking Tangy Tangerine Powder, Beyond Osteo FX Powder. I'd like to mix them together in organic probiotic vanilla yogurt to make puddings. Is that okay?
Yep, I do that myself, and I would don't forget to throw in the EFAs or EFA pluses. You got to get those omega-3s to reduce the risk of blood clots and thrombosis in the brain and the heart and the all over the place. But yeah, you can mix those powders and puncture the EFA capsules and squirt the omega-3s in there, and I like to put it into yogurt, and I also put it into ice cream.
Let's go to James in Beaumont, Texas, east of the Rockies. James, take it away.
Yes, I'd like to comment after you make a comment on this. But anyway, you were mentioning about cooking eggs, you know, how you should cook them in order mm-hmm. for you not to have any type of
oil
problems with your cholesterol. Well, how about the people that have a family history of producing high cholesterol, why do they have a lot of vascular issues?
Okay, because they're cooking in oils, they're eating oils, and people say, well, it's got to be genetic because we have five generations of people with plaque in their arteries and high cholesterol. Well, that's because they all eat the same way, they all cook the same way, and they all die the same way.
So people that have a family history of it that naturally produces
it's
more than normal for their bodies, you're saying that it's a cooking issue?
It's a cooking issue.
Okay, well, I'll just get past that part. But anyway, as in diabetes, I think a high level of cellular destruction, you know, in diabetics is what's taking place. And in order for you to have a high level of cellular repair, you have to have the raw materials. So naturally, you will have high cholesterol.
Okay, now, yeah, you want to stop there for a minute because type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population, is a simple nutritional deficiency of a single nutrient. It's not a genetic disease. It can be familial, again, because people don't supplement. They live in a certain area that don't have high levels of this nutrient in the soil, so and plants don't need it. And so it's one of those things where you have to supplement with the healthy blood sugar pack, stay away from all the sugar, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, maximize the absorption of those nutrients. And we take people who have been type 2 diabetics for 30 years. They're on dialysis because their kidneys aren't working. They haven't peed in 10 years. They're having dialysis 6 days a week.
Oh.
In 30 days, they're peeing again. They're off their medication. They're an ex-diabetic, and they're not having to take dialysis 6 days a week anymore after 25 years or 10 years. Our dialysis after 25 is all over with because it was a simple nutritional deficiency. We do this literally thousands of times a year. This is a very simple disease. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. It can be familial because of where people live. That nutrient is not found in
it's chromium, isn't it?
Well, that's it, but you have to have all the other cofactors.
Give me another A.
Yeah. You have to have all the other cofactors, and that's why we always recommend the 90, George, the 90 for life, and we have secret sauces for over 900 different diseases. And, of course, one of my favorites is diabetes because it's so easy to prevent and so easy to get rid of, and doctors will cut your legs off, and you'll go blind, and you'll have cardiovascular issues. And it's just a mess because doctors want you to believe it's genetic. It's not genetic. It's and that's in our program. We add the cinnamon to drop the blood sugar like very rapidly. I mean, within minutes, it'll drop your blood sugar, and then it might take. And then, of course, all the minerals that are in the healthy blood sugar pack will support healthy blood sugar for days.
When I was at my live show this weekend in Everett, Washington, Doc, at the meet and greet, an 18-year-old young man came up to me, and he has type 1 diabetes, mm-hmm. So he's taking his insulin every day, but he thanks you for everything that you've been recommending over the years.
Yeah, well, basically type 1, we can actually reduce the amount of insulin they require to maintain healthy blood sugar by 95%. And they don't have to check their blood sugar 10 times a day. They can do it once or twice.
Why is blood sugar so important to the body?
Well, it of course, has to do with your energy levels and all your tissues in your body. Your liver does a lot of things. Your heart does a lot of things. It requires a lot of energy. But if you have too much sugar floating around, it contributes to plaque in your arteries because it oxidizes and turns into trans fats, heterocyclic acrylamide.
Okay.
It's not cholesterol. Sugar is your worst enemy. Cholesterol is your best friend. If you don't have enough cholesterol, you're going to have low T. Okay, you don't want to have to be on Viagra, right? You want lots of cholesterol because 95% of the weight of testosterone is cholesterol. You want to be eating lots of eggs, okay? Not Viagra.
How did that come up?
I don't know. But that's a good way to say it.
Let's go to Tom in Buffalo, New York. Tom, welcome to the show. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, thank you.
Sure thing.
I would like to know if Peyronie's disease is reversible.
Yes, Peyronie's disease, of course, is
Handle that delicately, Doc.
Okay, well, it's an abnormal curvature of the penis, right? Instead of being a straight penis, it'll curve to the right or the left or up or down. And, of course, this has to do, again, with nerves being squeezed in the lumbar area, in the pelvic area of the back. And so we like to get people on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, get them on the Glucogel. What do you weigh, sir?
About 190.
190, okay.
190, Doc.
No bad foods, no fried foods, processed meats, oils, or glutens. You get on two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. Get three bottles of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. So you can take three of those three times a day. That'll support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And then you want to eat, say, three or four eggs three times a day. You want the yolk soft, so soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft, soft scrambled and butter. No fried eggs, no cooking in oils or margarines. And then I would also get the healthy male hormone support from our Good Herbs division. Get two bottles of that so you can take a dose twice a day. And let's see.
You've got a good one with Veritest, it's called, right? Veritest?
Yeah.
It's very good. Yep, that'll work for you.
Okay. And then give us a call. You're going to have a great testimony, and you're going to help a lot of guys.
Doc, do you do some work for animals through criticalhealthnews.com? Because this person writes, Ty writes and says, what can I do for my animals to slow down fatty tissue?
Okay. And it's not unusual when you're feeding, you know, a dog or a cat, commercial dog food or cat food, and they're not exercising, just laying around all day watching TV with you or sleeping on the couch while you're at work, they will gain weight. And so we have a program for dogs and cats called Arthrodex. It's one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight. You throw in the EFAs, one of those for 25 pounds of body weight. And, of course, you can use the Rev for them, too. So if you want them to actually lose some weight, put a few drops of Rev in their mouth. You know, just hold them on your lap or lift their lip up and put a couple of drops of Rev underneath their tongue. And I'd say 15 minutes before you feed them. And they will lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, just like all vertebrates will, including humans.
Doc, is 19 years for a cat good, a good run?
Yeah, 19 to 25 years is good for a cat, for small dogs. Large dogs, you're looking at 15 years, is 15, 17 years.
Yeah, why do the smaller animals live longer?
Because the commercial pet foods are designed for small animals, and so they put more nutrients in there per pound of body weight for the small animals. So if you want your larger animals, your big dogs and big cats to live longer, throw in the Arthrodex and get rid of, you know, don't give them any table scraps, particularly fried ones. And you can get big dogs. You know, we have one of our associates, she has big dogs. I mean, they're big. You know, these big
mastiffs,
spaniels, and Labradors, and so forth, and these dogs are 20 years old, and they look like they're puppies because they've been on the Arthrodex for 20 years.
All right, stick with us. We're going to come back and take some final phone calls for Doc Wallach in just a moment here. One more text, and I've got a few more emails. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Again, the website to go to. He is on the verge of breaking a record for website hits tonight, they tell me, so push him over the top. Go to criticalhealthnews.com and just look at it, and he gets credited with a hit. Criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. I saw a little lizard today, and I swear this thing was looking at me and was trying to communicate. Well, animal communicator Amelia Kincaid joins us next hour. I'll ask her about that, see if that's even possible. But she's going to help us talk through animals on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach as well and your final phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to write this number down to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And we are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and you have set a record, Doc, for website hits, but let's keep going, criticalhealthnews.com.
Well, you're the greatest, George. Your audience is the greatest.
It's, I tell you, they care about their health, and you know what? Nothing breaks my heart more than hearing, as I did in Everett, Washington, a guy comes up to me and says that his mother was going to attend the event with him, the live stage show. Except she passed away a couple days ago and was an avid listener to the show. And, I mean, it's sad. I want to keep people around.
Well, if they listen to your program, we'll give them good advice, and if they take it and do all the right stuff and stay on the right side of the diet, guess what? They'll add 25 to 50 healthful years to their life.
Let's hope so. Mike in Ventura, California is with us. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc. Can you hear me okay?
You sure can.
Nice. Good to talk to you, George. I'd like to thank both you guys for saving my life. I got on your products in 2015. They found a tumor in my lung, and I talked to Ben about it once. But now what I'd like to talk to you about, Doc, is I got an injury. I got assaulted and went in and had a CAT scan done on my brain, and they're telling me they found a tumor in my thyroid, and I don't know whether to believe them or not. They're saying they found also found a small one on my pituitary gland, and they did an ultrasound on my throat last Thursday, and I've had a little bit of pain in my throat, and like my muscles in my throat were like, felt like I had a big workout or something. Like
here's where I'd go with this. Let me ask you two questions. Number one, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus or ringing in your ears, any whooshing sounds or anything like that?
No, but since they did the ultrasound on my throat, I've had a couple of dizzy spells, and maybe I have had a little bit of ringing since then.
Okay, and dizzy spells, it can be, you know, vertigo sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I would take the data that they've already collected with the ultrasounds and the CAT scans or whatever it is, the MRIs, whatever, and take it to the university, your closest university medical school, and have them look at it and give you a second opinion. Because almost all pituitary tumors are benign. They tend to be lack of raw materials for the pituitary, so it's kind of like a thyroid. When your thyroid gets bigger, gets nodules on it, almost always they're benign, but you get these nodules and enlargement, because, like goiter, because of nutritional deficiencies, and you could have this sore throat because you have squeezing of the fifth cranial nerve, the trigeminal nerve, because of osteoporosis of the skull, which you may have here. Okay. Did you ever have Bell's palsy where your face drooped on one side?
No, I never have, but some of the things you're saying does make sense because I do have osteoporosis, and like I've been having pain when I wake up, hard to straighten my back, but I'm grounding myself, running aground to my bed.
Okay. Well, how much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh, Michael?
Well, thanks to you, Doc, I went from 190 to 160. I went to 148, but now I'm back up to 160 because I've changed to your diet.
Okay, well, good. Well, be sure to do two things. Number one, get those MRIs and ultrasounds and all that data to the medical school at the university, the closest one, and have their radiologist reevaluate it, get a second opinion. In the meantime, get rid of all the bad foods. I mean, obviously, you're doing things right, and you've been doing this since 2015. So stay on no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then, if you're not already doing it, you want to get the two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. I weigh 150, and I do that. I take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then I would also get the Ocean's Gold for the thyroid. I would take three of those tablets twice a day. That's two bottles a month. That's just the raw materials for the thyroid to do its thing. And then for the pituitary, I would also get the HGH, get our HGH, and you want to take get two bottles of HGH, take six of those capsules twice a day. I do that just for prevention. Take six of those at breakfast, six at dinner time. That's the raw materials for the pituitary to do its thing. It's the master gland, also contributes to the function and the size and so forth of the thyroid gland and so on. And because you have osteoporosis, I get two bottles of the glue gel capsules. You can take 15 of those a day, 5, 5, and 5. If you prefer the liquid, it would be 3 quarts of the liquid with an ounce 3 times a day. The glucogel supports and promotes maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. Vitamin D3, 3 of those capsules twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Lastly, the MSM. Get 2 bottles of the MSM, so you can take 9 of those a day, 3, 3, and 3. And again, from a different direction, It'll support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes bone itself. And the osteoporosis of the skull, I mean, it responds very rapidly, so you can expect great things. When you get your second opinion, give us a call back.
Is that weird to have osteoporosis of the skull?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is that weird to have that?
Oh, no, it's extremely common. That's why I'm coming up with a book in the next couple of months. We're going over all the diseases that are caused by osteoporosis. There's 25 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. You go to 17 different specialists. It's just osteoporosis of the skull. We can save people so much misery. We can add so many healthful years to their life, save them an enormous amount of unnecessary expenditure by just dealing with osteoporosis of the skull.
Let's go to Tom for a final text or tweet. Mr. Dan has
this one from Susan in Weslaco, Texas. I'd like to know what brand of toothpaste Doc recommends.
What brand of toothpaste, Doc?
Well, guess what? We have two brands of toothpaste in the Youngevity arsenal of personal grooming products and so forth. And I particularly like the toothpaste from our Nature's Pearl division, because it has the extract of the grape seeds, which has a great antioxidant and really, really helps support the gums and the bone around the tooth itself. I love the Nature's Pearl grape seed extract products, and their toothpaste is just fabulous.
And you know what? Go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and take some time looking at all the various situations, and then call someone. Obviously, Doc's on every few weeks. But call someone at 1-855-949-RADIO. And, Doc, if they tell them many of the things they're telling you tonight, will they get some assistance like that?
Absolutely. They'll get the same story. These people, many of them have been with for 25, 30 years. They know this as well as me. They are way, way, way beyond what doctors would be able to tell them. Again, doctors don't know all these things about osteoporosis of the skull. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and assume they're being honest and they don't know this stuff.
Right.
They don't know that there's 25 diseases of osteoporosis of the skull. And all these dental specialists from degenerative optic nerve disease, lack of the sense of smell, tinnitus, gradual deafness, vertigo, used to be called Meniere's disease, now it's called Wallach's vertigo because they figured that out. Bell's palsy, they want you to think it's a viral infection in your facial nerve. That's just squeezing. Actually, I was talking to a wound care nurse the other day, and I said, have you ever heard of Bell's palsy? She said, yeah, I had it when I was 13. Well, that's usually a disease of people in their 50s. I said, did you have any dental problems? She said, yeah, I had to have braces. My teeth were all floating around. Well, that's what she had, osteoporosis of the skull at age 13, squeezed the facial nerve, and she had Bell's palsy at age 13. And she's going to all these neurologists and getting all these injections and everything, but nobody treated her for osteoporosis of the skull.
Email from Betty. I was treated for cancer, underwent chemotherapy. Now I have ringing in the ears.
Well, there you go. Osteoporosis of the skull. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Throw in the MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. 15 glucagel for, say, 150 to 200 pounds, 5, 5, and 5. And don't forget the vitamin D3. And get that Soothe from our Hemp FX division. Apply that and put the Soothe with a Q-tip down in your ears. You'll get, within 10, 15 minutes, you'll get significant or total pain and relief. Ringing in the ears and dizziness will go away for several hours. It might take you 4 to 6 weeks to heal the skull and rebuild the skull so you have permanent resolution. But why suffer when the Soothe, our Hemp FX cream, topical pain relief cream, will actually give you relief while you're waiting for the 4 to 6 weeks to go by and you're able to rebuild your skull.
Let's see if we can help Judy here in the Ozarks in Missouri. Hi, Judy.
Hi. Oh, thank you for this show.
You're very
welcome.
I
have been to ask you this question. My daughter was diagnosed with a CAT scan, and they gave her iodine, and it messed up her liver, her thyroid, and her kidneys.
And you say this is your daughter who's 3 years old?
No. Her daughter.
My daughter is 50.
50, okay.
And right during this whole process, they did an MRI, and they gave her the gadolinium, mm-hmm. and she ended up with her skin getting hard now.
Okay.
What can you do for her?
Well, here's what she needs. She needs to get rid of all the bad foods.
Take these notes down, Judy. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. She needs two healthy brain and heart patch for a month. She needs to get the MSM, 9 of those tablets a day, 3, 3, and 3, that's 2 bottles a month, to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes the skin, okay, and also the skull. She needs the, let's see here, the Ocean's Gold, 3 of those twice a day for the thyroid. And for the liver, that's going to be dealt with the 2 Healthy Banner Heart Packs. And as long as she doesn't have any cancer, okay, no cancer, I'd have her throw in the Immortalium, which will stimulate stem cells. The liver has a capacity. I mean, I've had people that have had so many liver surgeries because they had so much liver cirrhosis. 2/3 of their liver had been removed surgically. I mean, they had everything wrong with their liver. And in just 3 months' time, Elaine Iagata, she lets me use her name all the time because she's from New York. And we rebuilt her liver. And she runs around the country talking about how to rebuild your liver just with the 90 essential nutrients and staying away from the bad stuff.
You know, Doc, I was in Everett, Washington for our live event, and I was there 2 years ago. And some of the folks who were there 2 years ago were at this event. Mm-hmm. And they came up to me after the event at our meet and greet, and they said, "What are you doing? You look 5 years younger than you did 2 years ago." And you know what? It's you. You're
the
reason.
Essential nutrients.
That's it.
Yeah, the body is an amazing thing. It has the capacity to heal itself. And, of course, people don't realize this. Doctors don't realize this. But every cell in your body dies every 30 to 120 days.
Yep.
And you need the 90 essential nutrients to give your blueprints
to
what
replace
they need
them.
To make new ones.
Exactly.
You can have the best. You can have the Frank Lloyd Wright blueprint, the best house in the world, but if you don't have carpenters and roofers and nails and wood and brick and mortar and bricklayers, you're not going to have a house. Same with your body. You need the 90 essential nutrients. Give your genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres the 90 essential nutrients, and you will look 10, 15, 20 years older. I'm 80 years old, George, and most people think I'm 50.
I know. I agree with that. I've seen you out many times. I'm going to see you at Contact in the Desert in a few months, and you do not look your age.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. You're the greatest.
I mean, nobody knows how many candles to put on your cake for your birthday, which is something. Let's take one more call, Doc. Okay. I might have to speed you up a little bit, but let's go to Al in Georgia. Welcome to the show. Hi, Al. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. I just turned 50, and I'm ready to make a huge change. I drink, I smoke, I've partied like a rock star my whole life. And ironically, I just had a physical, my EKG, my colonoscopy, my blood work, everything turned out to be perfect. But I'm ready to quit all this nonsense and start on a new path, and I was wondering how to go about doing that.
How much are you, Mike? Al, how much do you weigh?
I'm 175, and I am 5'9".
All right.
Okay. Two things. You got to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten. That's everybody in the household, dogs.
And the cigarettes, Doc. Get rid of them, too.
And, of course, getting rid of the cigarettes is easy when you're taking the 90 essential nutrients, okay? Every time you crave smoking, take an extra ounce of those minerals, or either the plant minerals, or the strawberry kiwi minerals, or the cherry mints. Carry a bottle of that with you, and you have that urge to smoke, take an ounce of those minerals. Within a couple of weeks, you won't have the craving for tobacco anymore. And you want to, in addition to the 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, again, you want the 2 bottles of the MSM, so you can take 3 of those 3 times a day. It'll support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix. And because you've smoked all these years, the odds are you have plaque in your arteries. So you want to get 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That'll support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, support healthy blood pressure. And if you don't have any cancer, no diagnoses of cancer, take the Immortalium. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And it's going to get your stem cells working and rebuild everything. And you'll begin to look 2 years younger, 5 years younger, 10 years younger. And you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life, even if you have a history of smoking. But you got to get rid of that smoking. You got to get rid of those tobaccos. And you can do that by taking an ounce of those minerals every time you crave the smoking. And within weeks, you'll be done with it.
Doc, Ben Fuchs will join us in about 3 weeks. You thereafter, stay healthy, my friend. And I'll see you soon at Contact in the Desert.
God bless you for all the great things you and your team does, George. You are the greatest. We love you.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, or that toll-free number for you, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Amelia Kincaid joins us. We're going to be talking about animal communications. If you've got a pet, you're going to love this. If you don't, you're still going to like it.